Okay, let's stand and sing our two praise songs, What a Mighty God We Serve, and the first song of Isaiah, and we'll sing each song through twice. Thank you. That was wonderful. And now for our call to worship. You can follow on the screen or in your bulletin. And before we start, I want to just say the first line, the Lord is coming. Are you ready? Remember this because it's going to pop up later in the service. The Lord is coming. Are you ready?
We are ready for whatever comes.
We are dressed for action. There's a knock at the door. You answer and see it is a man who is hungry, a woman who was sick, a person who is lost. We will open the door at once and let Christ come in. Come, let us worship Christ who is coming. Thank you. And we'll remain standing and sing In Christ Alone.
Thank you.
thank you. You may be seated.
I'm going to call the kids to come forward. You want to come up? Got a few of you, but not a whole lot. Come on up. How's Mason and Claire today? You do all right? You're going to be shy on me again today? You can talk. Mom's going to say, you can talk. You can talk. She's giving you permission. Come on over here. You're hiding on me. Come on over. All right, there you go. So, I saw you at the ball game a couple weeks ago, right? Yeah, you were having fun? Yeah? Well, you know what? We're going to talk about a big word this morning, and I'm not sure. I may have to have help from our big kids out here. Do you know what trust means? What do you think trust means? Well, that's hard to describe. You know what it means, but it's hard to describe? Yeah. Well, maybe out there somebody can tell me. What does trust mean? Big kids, come on, you can tell me. I'm stumping everybody today. When you have faith in something, that's right. Now, Claire, I bet you trust your mom, don't you? Mason, you trust mom? Yeah? Because mom helps you feel good and you know that you're protected by her. You probably trust dad, too, because they're going to do the best to take care of you, right? Yeah. Yes. All right. So today with that word trust, that we know that God, we can trust God, can't we? Can we trust Jesus? Yes. Yes? So, I know you trust mom and dad. Do you trust your pastor? Good. Whew. That was an open-ended question. Wasn't sure about that answer. Well, that's good because we want to trust people, but we really want to trust Jesus, right? We really want to trust Jesus? Yeah? What do you think? Yes? So if something's bothering you or you're worrying or whatever, you know you're scared in the dark, who can you go to? Mommy and Daddy. Mommy and Daddy, and who else? Jesus. That's the right answer. Right answer. Jesus. You can't walk to Jesus. But you know what? Jesus is right there in your room with you. Did you know that? Can you guys trust Jesus this week?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, can you help me pray? You repeat with me? All right, let's pray. Dear God,
thank you
for giving me trust and that you love me. There you go. Amen. All right. I made a whole bunch of children's bulletins, so if any adults want one, they're up here. Kids are great.
For the Old Testament reading today, we're in the book of Psalms, Psalm 50, 1 through 8, and then verses 22 through 23. A psalm of Asaph. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me, my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. And then in verse 22 and 23 it says, mark this, then, you who forget God, or I will tear you apart, and there will be no one to deliver. Those who bring thanksgiving as their sacrifice honor me. To those who go the right way, I will show the salvation of God. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. And now we have some special music by June Potter.
Thank you, Karen. We welcome June.
Before I bring this message and song, I want to announce that we're planning on having a Praise Sunday. And Pastor assured me that there wasn't going to be preaching.
Well, I don't know if I said that completely.
No, we enjoy her sermons, and so we wouldn't want to go that far. But we're going to have a Praise Sunday on September 1st, Labor Day weekend Sunday. And so what I'd like to see is everybody bring a guest. And I know that there's some folks that I've seen here before, but I haven't seen them in a while. So if everybody could just kind of take a couple minutes and maybe call or see those that we think should enjoy our company to just say a word, and I'm sure it'd be appreciated by all. I think that's it.
I'm a child of the King. Once, because of my own thinking, I was lost and I was sinking, oh so low. Living down in the darkness of my mind, where the righteous do not go. One day I fully realized that God could deliver me and more. Raise me up to higher heights and give me joy I'd never had before. And I thank him for the miracle that brought me from the wrong to the right. Miracle that saved me and brought me from the darkness to the light. And I thank him for the never-ending song of joy I sing. And I thank him for the miracle that made me a child of the King. In the darkness of my soul, I felt a longing just to trust in his embrace. And I said, Lord, can I love you? Can I hope to ever look upon your face? Then I took him at his word that said, believe in me, you will never fall. Believe in me and you will be as if you never strayed away at all. And I thank him for the miracle that brought me from the wrong to the right. The miracle that saved me and brought me from the darkness to the light. Ending song of joy I sing. And I thank him for the miracle that made me a child of the King. Yes, I thank Him for the miracle that made me a child of the King. I'm a child of the King.
Amen. Thank you, June. Now it's time to us to go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we pray this week for Ace Hardware employees as we continue to open our minds and hearts to our community. We pray, Lord, that they will be bathed with Your Spirit, and that we can acknowledge that they are part of the body of Christ. We ask You, Lord, that You hear our prayers on all of those that we've thought of earlier. For this week of hospitalization and surgeries, for trying times, for ill health, and moments that grow us closer to our death. We pray, Lord, that You hear our prayers and have mercy on Your people, bringing healing, comfort, peace, and the knowledge of resurrection. We pray, Lord, for this church, the ministries that will be happening as we kick off in the fall. And as we prepare for our church conference, we pray, Lord, that You will give us confidence, that You will help us to get our paperwork done, leading and guiding us, that we will glorify You in it all. And as we hear this message this morning, Lord, to help us know that as Christians, we don't always have an easy task. That we are to reach out and be You in the midst of life, with ups and downs, with the fears, with thanksgivings. That we can love one another, not judge. That we can truly be Your hands and feet, Your face, Your voice. And that through it all, we will know that You are with us. And through it all, we will be able to change lives and make a difference. Not only in our own personal lives, not only in our church, but in our community and throughout the world. And we thank You for the power of the Holy Spirit that makes it all possible. And we thank You, God, for giving us Your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us together to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's remain seated as we sing 3093, Fill My Cup, Lord. I was seeking.
So I moved to read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Hear these words. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed and ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. We were talking in Sunday school this morning that a lot of pastors like to bring a message of, ooh, that feel-good message. And I said, watch out, this one may not be, ooh, feel-good message. Because this topic is a serious topic. Are you ready? You know, a lot of times as people get ill, they begin to prepare themselves for that end time because they know it's coming. It's kind of like the scripture here, the one that is service and being prepared. So you prepare yourself for that moment when you know that your time is coming to an end, and you're more likely to be ready. But none of us know when that time is going to be, when it's our time, but we especially do not know when the time when Jesus the Christ is coming again. And so we need to be ready. A lot of times people in the church, we believe that all our people in the church are ready. We come to worship, we pray, we sing praises to him. We hear the scriptures, we read our Bibles and do our devotions. But I know there's some people that come to church and they don't do those things except on Sunday morning. You may have just hit someone with a bullseye. Are you one of those? See, it's not about just coming on Sunday. Sunday is for a time for all of us to gather, and it's our time then to praise our Lord. That's why it's great to sing, to praise our Lord. It's not so much of what you're going to get and benefit from the service, because Sunday mornings are for you to come and give to Jesus Christ, to give to our God. For what he's given to us all week long and each and every moment of our life. We come together to be our brothers and sisters in Christ, to be the body. rejoicing and hearing of others who need us, as well as praising God as we come together in worship. But that doesn't mean that Monday through Saturday, our lives should be any different. On Monday through Saturday, we should still be opening our Bible and doing our devotions. We should still have time to be in prayer with Him, because, see, our lives as Christians is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And God wants no one to be left behind. No one. It's our responsibility as Christians to be God's hands and feet, to be His ears, to listen, to be His mouth, to be able to share with others the good news that Jesus Christ died for all of us are sinners, even for those that we may not like. Ooh, yeah, I'm seeing some faces there. Even for those who have accepted Him but choose to live a life that is not pleasing to Him. And guess what? He died for all who haven't accepted Him yet. Karen's leading the class this morning, and it's a great class on grace, and talked about a person who had gone over to be a missionary with a wife and only changed one person's life. Only. Do you know what it would be like if all of us would just change one person's life? What difference it would make in our church, in our community, and in the world? How many is there of us today? What if we did that week after week, day after day? I don't know how many people live in this town. 10,000, I don't know what the count is. But I can guarantee you that not every single person in this community is saved. We have men and women who choose not to come to church, who don't know Jesus Christ, who never stepped into the church. They have no idea that they need to be ready because God is coming again through Jesus Christ. They have no idea. It's up to you and I to make a difference, to go out there, outside of our walls, in our uncomfortable zone that we don't like to do, and say to someone, you know, Jesus is everything to me. Do you have Jesus in your heart? I got an opportunity this week. Wasn't under the best circumstances of opportunities. I think I went to 6 hospitals. And when I went to one, I went to visit a man who is probably going to die. And his wife said, I'm afraid. I go to church, but haven't been to church. I've been caring for him, and I just haven't been to church. I'm afraid he's going to die and not know Jesus Christ. And the tears just rolled down her face. I said, you know, we can do something about that. Well, he was sleeping. Really didn't want to wake him up because he hadn't had much sleep. I said, well, here's my number. You call me. I'll come back when he's awake. Well, he woke up before I left. I said to him, you know, life is ending. And we as Christians want to be able to say that we know where you're going to be. Would you like to accept Jesus Christ into your life? This man really couldn't speak, doesn't have a voice. He said, you can just, yes or no. You can tell me. He whispered the word yes. So we went through that process and brought him to Jesus Christ before it is too late. Gives me goosebumps. Then I asked him, I said, would you like to be baptized? We're in a hospital room, and baptism is usually held in the church, but it doesn't matter. This man is dying, and you don't have to be baptized. Let me hear you. Let me tell you this. You do not have to be baptized to go to heaven. But what a blessing it is to be baptized, to be a part of the church. I baptized him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that man is saved, not because of the baptism, because of an answer that he said yes to Jesus Christ. And his wife wept. Because it meant everything to her, for her loved one, to be saved. I can't help think about that's what Jesus is thinking. Jesus wants every single person to be saved. And he's weeping when we have an opportunity and we don't take it. He wants us. Now, you may not be able to baptize somebody, but you can bring somebody to salvation. It is not hard. Do they accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Do they ask for forgiveness of their sins? That's it. You can say that. You too can do that, whether it's with friends or family. Now, I know it may be awkward to go up to a stranger and say, hey, do you know Jesus Christ? You may get swatted or, you know. But there's people that we know. There's neighbors that maybe we haven't even met. What a good time to go over and go, hey, I'm so-and-so. And, you know, it really, you know, the fingers are pointing back to me when I point to you. How many, you know. It would be good to know my neighbors. Do they know Christ? We talked in Sunday school that so many people these days don't have the values that we have had in the past or have as Christians. But even as Christians, sometimes our values can get mixed up. And that's for all of us. We're all sinners. But I know there's people here. I bet there's people at the Sanilac Mission that we could go and talk to. I bet there's people at the bar we could go and talk to. I bet there's people at McDonald's we could go and talk to. Or Big Boy. Or any of the companies. But especially our friends and our family and our neighbors. But I want to speak to you right here, right now. Those that are still in the pews. It's about having a full relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you have that? Because if you don't have that, you can't go out on the street and do it. You have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He needs to be the center of your life. And if he's not the center of your life, I'm asking you to make it the center of your life. This is not a good feel message. This is a you need to do this message. Why? Because God loves you. Why? Because your pastor loves you. Why? Because you have friends here that love you. During our last song, if you don't know Jesus and you want to accept him as Jesus Christ, I want you to come to the altar and I'll pray with you. Because this is a matter of life and death. And we're all going to die. But are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? It does matter. And we know that each one of us can make a difference. Will we make a difference in our community? Will we make a difference in our community? Let's make a difference in our community. Amen. It's now time for our ushers to come forward for our morning offering. Jesus is the center of our life. Then our hearts are also with him, and we can let go of our money. We can give it to him. Because he is our all in all. Please come forward. And June's going to sing for us.
That for those
side. I know you are thirsty. You won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried. And I'm here to remind you that for those tears I died.
Lord God, we trust you. We give these gifts to you out of our love, that we are prepared and ready, and that we do not fear, for you are coming again, and here we are. Accept these gifts, that they may be used, that others may be ready for you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for I Know Whom I Have Believed, 7:14 and on the screen.
Thank you.
So as you go forth this week, I pray that you will have your eyes open, your ears ready to listen, mouth ready to share that Jesus Christ has died for you and died for all. And that you will not fear, but you will trust him to equip you to say the words that you may need to say to bring someone to salvation. And you can make a difference in someone's life. I'm going to ask that those that are on nomination see me for just a second after church. And the rest of you go with God's blessing, with his love. Trust him and go. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.